Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Guided Steps, Embracing God's Leadership in Your Life. And today's focus is taking responsibility for your life. In the hustle and bustle of everyday survival, it's tempting to seize the reins and charge ahead on paths we deem best. Yet Scripture beckons us to a higher calling, a life led not by our fleeting whims, but by the steady hand of God. Psalm chapter 37, verse 23 through 24 illuminates a profound truth, that when we align our walk with God's directives, we're not merely shuffling aimlessly, but stepping securely, guided by His wisdom and upheld by His strength. This approach doesn't just suggest a passive following, but advocates for an active engagement with God's guidance, underscoring a life of deliberate faith and reliance on the divine. Our springboard for today's discussion is Psalm chapter 37, verse 23 through 24. The steps of a man are established by the Lord. When he delights in his way, though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. Now the imagery of life established by God and safeguarded against fatal falls presents a vibrant tableau of a divine guardianship and human responsibility. This passage doesn't promise a stumble-free life, but guarantees divine support through inevitable missteps. Embracing this truth requires a mindset that actively seeks God's will, rejoices in His commandments, and rests in the assurance of His unfailing grip. Today's focus points are responsibility under God's guidance. Number one, delight in God's ways. Cultivate a genuine delight in following God's commandments. This isn't about legalistic adherence, but about finding joy in the wisdom and peace that come from living according to God's word. Number two, seek God's direction daily. Make a habit of consulting God for the direction in all aspects of life, from minor decisions to major life choices. Use prayer, scripture, and godly counsel as navigational tools. Number three, acknowledge your dependence. Recognize and openly acknowledge your dependence on God's guidance. This acknowledgement isn't a sign of weakness. It's an affirmation of God's sovereign capability to lead your life effectively. Number four, respond quickly to divine promptings. When you sense God leading you in a certain direction, respond promptly. Delayed obedience can often mean missed opportunities for growth and blessings. And number five, learn from each fall. When you stumble, instead of wallowing in defeat, analyze the fall, learn from it, and move forward with the wisdom gained. Trust that God's hand is there to lift you back up. In conclusion, taking responsibility for your life in the truest biblical sense means more than just making decisions. It means making decisions that are deeply rooted in the desire to follow God's leading. Psalm chapter 37, 23 through 24 offers not only a strategy for living, but a promise of divine support. As we learn to walk this path, we discover the stability and satisfaction that comes from being securely anchored in God's perfect plan for our lives. Today's call to action, identify one area where you have been hesitant to follow God's guidance. Commit to taking one concrete step in that area, whether it's a change in behavior, an adjustment in a relationship, or a decision you've been putting off. Trust that God will uphold you as you align your steps with His. On today's question of the day, what fears or challenges keep you from fully delighting in and following God's ways, and how can you overcome them to walk more confidently on the path that He established for you? Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for the assurance that our steps are established by You and we delight in Your ways. help us to embrace your guidance with joy and confidence, knowing that even when we falter, your strong hand is there to uphold us. Give us the courage it takes to take responsibility for our lives by fully committing the path that you have laid it out for us. Strengthen us to trust you more, follow you closely, and learn from every experience. In Jesus' name, amen. As you step forward into this week, remember that each step taken in obedience is a step toward a more stable, fulfilling life under God's wise and loving direction. Let's walk this journey together, supported by His hand, guided by His Spirit, and secured in His grace.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myart2b.com. That's www.myart2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.